This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the sun rising or setting on the American way of life? Or returning to it? All right. You know, it wouldn't be so funny if they weren't destroying our country and destroying our future, turning America into a third world hellhole where we're all just going to be treated like commodities. But, I mean, come on. It's so good, I almost want to play it a third time. Karine Jean-Pierre telling you how much of a success Biden and Harris have been, specifically at lowering costs and fighting inflation. I mean, those are like, that's like the two things that obviously are not going well. The two things that are obviously, universally, subjectively not going well, and she sits up there with a straight face. And I mean, honestly, this is a spectacle. This is a spectacle. I want to play it again. This behavior needs to be studied throughout human history. How somebody can get up there and just blatantly lie to you with a straight face. It's an amazing psychological phenomenon. It truly is. I mean, I'm sitting here as a student of human psychology, and I'm just enamored at this. And so maybe I shouldn't, because it's kind of a personal thing. But let's just, I mean, this is truly a spectacle. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre telling the American people, who are all paying more money. Grocery bill is up. Electricity bill is up. Gas bill is up. The inflation is 10%. They just dropped a new number, actually. It was 10%. Now it's like now it's down to like 9.8 or something. It was like 1% when Trump was in. Now it's, you know, pushing double digits all the time. And everybody feels it. Everybody knows it. And then there's Kamala Harris. I mean, what does she even do? Nobody even knows what she does. And then this is truly, folks, I mean, Let's just soak in the incredible psychological phenomenon of this is either massive pathological lying, or these are just the most corrupt propaganda liars in the history of the United States of America. Either way, this is historical stuff. This is truly historical stuff. So here's Jean-Pierre, the press secretary of the White House, to the American people who are all paying more for gas, more for electricity, more for groceries, and she's about to tell you that none of that is happening. Play it.
Let me just say, the vice president has been a great partner.
She's been fantastic.
The past 2 years,
so
the
great
successes that they both have had.
The successes.
Clearly, Biden-Harris administration on getting things done for the American people when it comes to the economy, when it comes to lowering costs, when it comes to fighting inflation. And that is something that we're going to continue to do.
Wow. Folks, that's an all-timer. I mean, I honestly, put that down, download that. That's all-time history right there. That's a clip that people will be playing for decades as an example of the biggest liars in U.S. history. That is a clip that we will remember and play for decades as one of the top moments of U.S. propaganda. Karine Jean-Pierre says the successes of the Biden-Harris administration, and then says lowering cost and lowering inflation, the exact opposite of the reality. The Biden-Harris administration, if known for anything, is going to be known for the record high inflation and the record high producer price index and the record high consumer price index. And Karine Jean-Pierre sits up there and tells you the exact opposite. True. I mean, look, aside from the fact that I'm an American suffering under this faux regime, I as a student of psychology, that is amazing. It's like, have you ever seen the movie Shutter Island? Great film. And I don't want to do a spoiler, but when one of the patients... It's a mental patient facility. And when one of the mental patients is walking around in the room full of doctors exhibiting his mental disorder behavior, the doctor is sitting in his leather chair leaning back, and he's just like, outstanding, fantastic. And you watch it the first time, you're like, what is he talking about? Why does he keep saying this stuff? But then you realize He's truly enamored by this human psychology. He's truly enamored by this anomaly of a human that has all these mental problems. That's like the same thing. We're like, I'm just sitting here completely astounded. Like, Karine Jean-Pierre is such an unashamed, blatant liar. It's fantastical.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So when I found out I was doing double duty today, I thought, who's a great guest that I can get on so that people don't have to listen to me all day? And immediately I thought about Darren Beatty, not even because there was some big developments in the news that he's been covering, just because he's always on top of the stories with Revolver.News. But then there are actually big developments in the January 6th news realm, and we'll be getting into some of that with Darren Beatty here today. But Darren, let me do this. Let me do a follow-up of where we last left off, because you've broken so many huge stories at Revolver.News, specifically following the January 6th story. And so let me just ask you this. Since we last spoke, when you broke the news, I mean, you would probably say you're 99% confident in the fact that somebody tampered with the video evidence of the January 6th pipe bomber. Now we have this geofencing story that came out in Wired, where they're bragging how effective their geofencing is in regards to finding all the January 6th defendants, but yet they can't find the pipe bomber. So I'm just curious, since you broke that huge story of the video tampering, media outlets reaching out, people reaching out for comment, following up, politicians, media, I mean, is anybody curious about why the video of the pipe bomber has been doctored? Anybody curious about this?
You know, that's a great question. And of course, a lot of people in sort of independent media, conservative media, they have taken an interest and they have covered it. So I did a whole hour-long phone call getting into the full range of discrepancies pertaining to the pipe bomb with Noor bin Laden, which was very good. And my understanding is Glenn Beck dedicated a whole show basically based on Revolver News' coverage. And so we've had a lot of pundits and sort of conservative commentators come around to covering the story, which is good. But, you know, that's really not enough. And, you know, just to put a stark point on it, one of our earlier pieces, we proved definitively that the FBI was withholding footage that would have shown the pipe bomber actually planting the bomb at the DNC. Now, this would be great footage to see, because one of the really bizarre features of the January 6th official story with the pipe bomber is that this DNC bomb was allegedly planted at the DNC headquarters the evening before, so January 5th around 8 p.m., and then we're supposed to believe that it was just sitting there for 17 hours. Out there, right in its open, conspicuous position, laying right out there for all to see by the foot of a bench.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't suggest anybody do this, but my guess is if you tried to repeat that scenario, if somebody went and left a strange package outside the DNC, there's no way it sits out there for almost a full day.
Well, Owen, it's not even a hypothetical. We had, you know, one of our many pieces on this, we did a walkthrough to sort of reconstruct the path. And it's really funny, like our guy who I guess will remain nameless, but we had somebody do the walkthrough, and literally the second he was there, the security came up to him and say, "What are you doing here?" blah, 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 started harassing him. It was technically, you know, that's public. That's a public area. We also found through the use of Google satellite imagery that the DNC had a physical security guard regularly stationed merely 8 feet away from where the pipe bomb was planted. And so it just compounds discrepancy upon bizarre and almost unbelievable coincidence until there's so many piled on top of one another that it becomes simply unbelievable that this DNC pipe bomb was sitting there for 17 hours. The DNC security guard that we know was stationed 8 feet away, he didn't see it all day. It was a high traffic, high foot traffic day on the morning of January 6th. No pedestrians saw it. No employees of the DNC sitting at that bench having morning coffee saw it. And then the big whopper is, it was covered up for over a year, but now we know that Kamala Harris was in the DNC building while the pipe bomb was sitting there. The Secret Service is on record saying they swept all exits and entrances. The pipe bomb was planted again, less than 10 feet away from the parking garage entrance and exits, which the Secret Service claimed that they swept. And the Secret Service managed to miss it. So were all of these people missing it? And then on top of that, we said, well, was it actually planted there when they said it was? And that's the one piece of money shot footage that the FBI just happened to censor from the footage that it released to the public with no explanation. And so just getting back to what you're saying, like, are people picking up on the story? I think it's very weird, frankly, and even a little bit damning that the Democrats themselves aren't joining the chorus, aren't joining Revolver to say, wait a minute, this is a, from their point of view, MAGA pipe bomber terrorist who planted an explosive device outside of their national headquarters. You would think that they would be more interested in uncovering who this person actually is.
Yeah, I mean, you scowl at a Democrat.
Nothing about it.
Yeah, you scowl at a Democrat, they call you a terrorist. This guy actually puts a bomb outside their headquarters and they don't even buzz about it.
They don't care. They're not joining me in asking the FBI to release the footage. And here's the thing is that, you know, the Fedsurrection thesis is I think it's 100% correct. I think anyone who has doubts should just read our stories on it. But it's difficult politically, unless you are a hero, unless you're a firebrand, unless you're one of the warriors like, you know, Matt Gaetz or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Paul Gosar or Thomas Massey. Not everyone can get away with that amount of truth. But the nice thing about this is you don't have to publicly subscribe to Revolver News Fedsurrection thesis in order to demand the full and unedited raw footage of the DNC. You can simply say this person was a terrorist. I'll even pay lip service to the idea it was a MAGA terrorist. But we condemn terrorism. We're a law and order party, and we call on the Democrats to join us in getting the full, unedited, raw footage of this terrorist pipe bomber, because the entire nation has an interest in uncovering who this person is. You don't have to say it was a Fedsurrection, anything. You just have to say this is the most terrorist-like aspect of the day that the Democrats are comparing to 9/11. Why don't we get to the bottom of it and at the very least have the chain of custody of the footage and the full and unedited footage so that we can get to the business of finding out who this guy or woman or sort of ambiguous in between might be.
Well, and I kind of look at this the same way I look at the QAnon thing, where they love to use the pipe bomber. They love to use QAnon when they can kind of fit it into their narrative and use it to build a narrative or move the narrative along. But when it comes to genuine interest, it's just not there. It's just not there. They don't really seem to care who QAnon is. They claim he led this big revolution. They don't claim to care. They're not investigating. They're not asking the questions. They're not digging into that. Same thing with the pipe bomber. They're not digging into it. They're not asking the main questions. Obviously, they're not trying to find him. They didn't even do the geofencing. So to me, I just sit here and I say, okay. You don't want to go after QAnon, probably one of your own. You don't want to go after the pipe bomber, probably one of your own. That's my opinion, not Darren's. But what are you making out of all of this from covering all of it? How do you even make sense of the lack of interest in the DC pipe bomber?
Well, I mean, again, it looks very weird. And I'll tell you a story about the geofencing because, you know, I'm not an idiot. Like, the idea occurred to me, why don't I, you know, try to replicate the, you know, 2000 Yule strategy and do some geofencing on my own, because there are a handful of sort of data service companies from which, in theory, you can purchase that information. You don't have to be a government actor. You know, governments are the primary clients of these services, but it's not, you know, a law that they can only do business with the government. In fact, in many cases, they do business in the private sector. And so I knew that as a known quantity, they're probably not going to want to deal with Darren Beatty. And so
all right, we got to take a break. This is okay. So key, though, when we come back, because, folks, they're bragging about how effective the geofencing is to get J6 defendants, but why didn't it get the...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
With us from Revolver.News, truly one of the great groundbreaking websites of the modern day, truly emerging as one of the greats, as is Darren Beatty. And Darren was just getting into how they were running some real-world human intelligence down in D.C. in regards to this geofencing story, so people understand. They brag in Wired magazine and all these leftist publications about their geofencing abilities to track and trace and get data on all these January 6th defendants, and they brag how they can pick one out of a crowd of millions on a day where there was no service, and magically they can use this technology, find all these J6 defendants. But when it's the pipe bomber, a crowd of one in a crowd of one, alone in a night out in front of the DNC on camera, they can't seem to find that. So Darren was getting into that before we took the break. Darren, let's pick it up.
Absolutely. So, as I was saying, I tried to avail myself of the geofencing technology, and it is available to the, you know, private citizens. It's more controlled, but there are a handful of companies that have this data, and they can sell it if they want to. And knowing that I was kind of a public quantity, and I might not have success approaching them as myself, I had a friend, a proxy who's done business with them before, go and say, hey, you know, not much information on the political implications of the data, but just we'd like to, you know, explore the possibility of getting, you know, your geofencing data for, you know, this general area at this general time. And the initial response in two cases was, oh, this sounds great. You know, shouldn't be a problem. Happy to do business. Then the next day, in one case the same day, we get a follow-up message saying, basically, sorry, this isn't something we can work on. No further explanation. So, yeah, I don't know, again, what to make of that. But, like, assuming that they did discover, you know, the political significance of this, you'd think that that one of these sort of data collection firms would be thrilled to participate in a project that would uncover who this pipe bomber terrorist was. Wouldn't they be lauded as a hero? Wouldn't they get great publicity for playing a decisive role in figuring out who this person is? Wouldn't the FBI give them a medal? You know, and for some reason, they didn't think that would be the case. And maybe whatever reason that is, it's the same reason that the Democrats aren't joining me and saying, hey, FBI, why don't you release the footage of the alleged MAGA pipe bomber actually planting the bomb outside of the DNC headquarters? Maybe that's the same reason the Democrats don't seem to be interested in finding out who this is. And why basically the public face, here's another thing, Owen, the public face of the pipe bomb investigation at the FBI, someone called Stephen D'Antuono, his previous job was running the Detroit field office in the FBI, where he oversaw the Michigan FedNapping plot disaster. It's literally that guy who, after the suspected Whitmer kidnappers were arrested, the day after Christopher Wray propelled him to this coveted post at the D.C. field office, when he went on to oversee things in the months leading up to and on January 6th, then became the public face of the pipe bomb investigation. This position he had at the Washington field office, that, according to FBI sources, is in a highly coveted position. It's something that McCabe had, for instance, that is almost always a stepping stone for climbers into the coveted seventh floor at the Hoover Building. And the fact that he quietly and suspiciously retires from this key post in the same way that he was quietly and suspiciously propelled to it from his job in Michigan, where he oversaw the infiltration operation of the Whitmer thing, it's really bizarre. And again, there are too many coincidences here, too much damning information, too many glaring discrepancies with zero explanation. And we know for a fact the footage released by the FBI to the public was both censored by withholding the critical footage of the pipe bomber planting the bomb and tampered with. They reduced the frame rate to a rate of 1.2 frames per second, which is unheard of. And just to put a capstone on it, one reason they may be interested in lowering the frame rate artificially is that with a higher frame rate, you'll be able to see very clearly that the pipe bomber was using his or her phone and texting continuously, which would have established a narrative that there was a third party involved. And then the question, who was this third party? And also would make it very clear that, okay, it was using a phone. Why don't you use geofencing?
Well, it sounds to me, the conclusion that I reach based off of what you just said, it's not that there's a lack of interest in finding the pipe bomber. They know something that we don't know about the pipe bomber. I mean, that's clearly what this says to me. Especially, I mean, it sounds to me, I don't want to put your words in your mouth, but just listening to the story, it sounds to me like somebody behind the scenes got wind of you looking for this geofencing data, and somebody in a real powerful position shut that down.
That's possible, or the geofencing people looked into it a little bit further, and they just, you know, people in these industries, they develop certain sensitivities as to where they're allowed to go and where they're not allowed to go, and maybe it was just that they sensed, you know, they didn't want to get involved. Maybe they had the right intuitions about what was really going on. I don't know. All I know is that multiple cases, and there are only a handful of these firms that I approached through a proxy who's not a political quantity whatsoever, someone that they should have been extremely comfortable doing business with. They got an initial very warm response, yes, shouldn't be a problem. And then shortly after, in one case on the same day, there was a complete about face saying, you know what, sorry, we can't touch this, basically, with no further explanation. And again, in light of all the other data points, all the other glaring discrepancies, all the other burning and really dark questions surrounding the pipe bomb issue in particular, it really doesn't paint a rosy picture as far as what Merrick Garland was up to, what Christopher Wray is up to, and what the disgraced and now recently resigned Stephen D'Antuono was up to after having run the fednapping entrapment operation in Michigan.
Well, and maybe the people that you reached out to for this geofencing data, maybe they're aware of when you cross the Democrat Party, a lot of times you end up in a casket. Just ask Elon Musk. That's why he's telling people he's not suicidal right now, because he's aware of that trend. Darren, I'd like to get one more segment with you. We're about to hit this break. Any final words before we hit this break if you can't stick around?
No, just, you know, go to revolver.news in the exclusive section. And if you're interested, read our pieces on the pipe bomb. We have some really entertaining and fun and also informative videos illustrating the key theses behind this, and share it. You know, the public pressure is really our only leverage in this case. You know, the politicians will only follow up on things insofar as they think there remains public interest. And from Merrick Garland's position, from Christopher Wray's position, the one thing that they're counting on is for us to just forget.
Christmas 2022 is almost here. And we have great products at InfoWarsStore.com that empower your body, your libido, your immune system, that just enrich your life. So whether it's Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, they're all still in stock, discounted up to 60% with promo code 1776. And now, finally, we have brought back free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com on orders of $50 or more and big discounts on the regular shipping as well. Plus the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, signed or unsigned, it's also available with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, that's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, at InfoWarsStore.com, and up to 60% off at checkout with promo code 1776. And we've got the signed and unsigned copies of the Great Reset War for the World book as well, which make perfect stocking stuffers. Don't wait, take action at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Darren Beatty still with us. One more segment. We appreciate his time. Revolver.news is the website, folks, and it's truly one of the go-to websites if you want to stay informed on the information the mainstream media passes on. Darren, we had a subject of discussion we got a little bit off track on earlier, and I'd like you to just kind of re-emphasize everything from your investigation as far as FBI tampering with evidence from the edited footage of the pipe bomber and other such things. Where is that issue at in this process to you?
Well, where it's at is basically, you know, we did the editing piece with consultation of with a number of kind of video forensics professionals. And the basic insight there was that the frame rate on the piece of footage that the FBI released of the pipe bomber at the pipe bomb site at DNC was 1.2 frames per second, which is extremely slow. And it turns out on further research that the lowest of commercially available surveillance standard is 8 frames per second. And even 8 is pretty rare. Like even your average like gas station and McDonald's will typically have 10 to 15. And so we found it very bizarre that not only in it, first of all, like the DNC has VIPs working there, VIPs coming and going. It's located in one of the most, you know, violent and dangerous cities in the country, namely Washington, D.C. A break-in to the DNC was what precipitated one of the largest political scandals in American history, namely Watergate. So you'd think with all of those things and the budget they must have, they wouldn't be playing around with the lowest commercially available frame rate. But it's actually worse than that because the frame rate they had was 1.2, where the lowest commercially available was 8. So if for them to have that, they wouldn't just, you know, buy the cheapest available. They had to go to find the one antique store that still carried, you know, a surveillance camera with that Jurassic era.
Yeah, I would wonder if you could even find it. I wonder if you sent out a crew, one of your crew members or riders, if they could even find one that does 1 frame per second. I bet they couldn't even find it.
No, it can't. No, there was a – I mean, this is a whole industry. There's a security industry, a surveillance industry. They do tests, and, you know, we looked at the recent sort of survey of operational surveillance cameras, and it found that 0% of operational surveillance cameras have between 0 and 5 frames per second. 0%. So it's simply unheard of. There must be some additional explanation as to why the footage from the DNC has a frame rate that is so low that you never see it anywhere, and that cameras, you know, the cheapest available commercial cameras have far superior frame rates to that. And so it indicates that there was tampering involved, and the tampering makes sense because, again, when you cut the frame rate, it makes it a lot more difficult, in this case impossible, to see the perpetrator's face. So they, for whatever reason, didn't want us to see the perp's face. Cutting the frame rate makes it impossible to conduct an informal gait analysis. How does the suspect walk? You need a good frame rate in order to find that out. That's also curtailed with this tampering that, you know, someone did, presumably the FBI or maybe some other point in the chain of custody, which is why we want the chain of custody. And thirdly, as I mentioned, cutting down the frame rate will make it more difficult to gauge just how actively and continuously the pipe bomber was texting with a third party while engaged in planting the pipe bomb, which, again, we don't even know if he planted it because the part of the footage that would have shown that was simply censored, and that's an entirely different aspect from the frame rate issue. So all of these reasons really point to a tremendous amount of suspicion toward the FBI. And really, you know, if we're wrong about this, the issue can be settled easily. We just want the full chain of custody of that surveillance footage along with the raw and unedited footage. It's as simple as that. The issue can be settled as simply as that. We just want the chain of custody and the footage.
Well, actually, the DNC has an answer for you as to why they have
security cameras from the Stone Age, and they've just actually equipped a carrier pigeon with a message, and so the carrier pigeon will be delivering that to you in no time, I'm sure, with the Stone Age camera. I'm curious, because this, I actually just learned this recently, and I'm as far as I can tell, this is new information, but I think it had been out there a while, but I'm not sure if I'd heard you talk about this yet. Did you hear that they claim, I believe at the FBI, they claim that they detonated the pipe bomb. Did you see that? They claim they actually detonated and blew it up?
Yeah, there are conflicting reports about what exactly went on here. There's the full kind of forensics report pertaining to the pipe bomb is something that parts of it were leaked to CBS a long time ago. And beyond that, there's been no word. And so there were reports of some kind of detonation, but it's unclear whether that was actually detonating using the alleged live explosive material that what they claim was there on the bomb, or whether it was just they were blowing it up and they weren't using the live explosive material. So there's sort of there ambiguities that remain, but frankly, that's another thing that should be released to the public is the full kind of the full forensics report that for whatever reason, the government chose to leak portions to CBS and we haven't heard anything from it since. But that's where we got a lot of our information, including the report that there was live explosive material on it, which if true, makes the official story even less believable because the Secret Service was conducting its sweep. Their dogs should have detected that immediately. There's nothing easier for Secret Service dogs to sit down next to live explosive, you know, powder. That's like the number one thing that they're trained to do. And so I guess the Secret Service dogs may have had COVID that day, and so their sense of smell was affected. But I would love to get the full forensics report so we can better get to the bottom of all of the competing claims pertaining to the pipe bomb and its status when discovered.
I mean, my reasoning would be, just because I know how they operate, my reasoning would be if they did, let's say, detonate it as its own explosive device and they detonated it that way, then it obviously either had very little explosive impact or none or didn't detonate at all, which wouldn't work for the narrative. So maybe they did try that and it failed, and that's why they're not being clear about it. Because, again, it just doesn't work. I mean, they'd want to build this up as bad as possible. If they detonated it and it turned out it was a massive bomb, then they'd want to use that for their narrative. And so the fact that they aren't tells me that, again, this is just more proof that they're lying about pretty much everything, sadly. And a lot of people have suffered because of the events of that day. And still to this moment, we don't get any answers that we can trust. Sadly, I think from our government as far as what really happened that day and the investigation since, whether it's the geofencing, the pipe bomb, the security cameras, all of it, very sad. But hey, at least we're going to have high definition footage of death warmed over Nancy Pelosi and all of her activities that day, Darren. So at least we have that as a consolation.
Indeed. And really, that's all we need. You know, you can't always get what you want, but you get what you need. So we can take solace in that.
I mean, I love looking at beef jerky after it's been in the microwave for 30 minutes. And so that's going to be the HD footage of Nancy Pelosi. Amazing how she knew to have HD footage there that day. Darren Beatty, thank you so much. Revolver.news, folks, I'm telling you, it's a great go-to site. You want to find the news that the mainstream media doesn't want to touch, you're going to find it at Revolver.news. Dr. Darren Beatty, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Oh, man, I got to tell you, folks, as somebody that's been at InfoWars here for 7 years or so? Man, I mean, people like Dr. Darren Beatty are just a breath of fresh air. It's like a wind, a gust of wind in the sailboat. Thank God for great people like Darren Beatty and so many others that are trying to get the truth out there. Because that's what this country needs the truth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jones Show, Owen Troyer filling in. Thanks for being with us today. Alex is hanging around, taking care of some business. And folks, we need to take care of some business right now. InfoWarsStore.com. Have you heard of it? If not yet, do you have potatoes growing in your ears? What are you doing? Get over to InfoWarsStore.com. Now look, the power of supplementation is truly one of the great health revolutions of the 21st century. And anybody who's studied it or anybody in the know is extremely into it. I mean, I'm no fan of Ray Kurzweil, but he talks about how he takes like 86 different supplemental pills a day. You know, Ray Kurzweil, a globalist, a transhumanist, but even he gets it. And so that's why we said, well, let's just go out and find the highest quality supplements and then have the nexus point of the highest quality at the lowest price. And that's what we deliver at InfoWarsStore.com. Take vitamin D with calcium, the gummies, a perfect example. I suggest you have these out on the counter every morning for your kids before they go to school, especially right now in these winter months. I mean, folks, I'm telling you, here in Austin in the winter months, it's like rare if we see the sun. Like we get to see the sun, we start like getting on our knees and bowing. It's a miracle. And so what do you do when you're not getting that vitamin D from the sun in the winter months and then your immune system gets weakened? Well, if your answer is nothing, change that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the vitamin D3 gummies. Great for adults. I'm just saying your kids will love them, and that way you'll know that your children's immune system is boosted with the vitamin D, and they'll like the taste. They'll enjoy it. It's a gummy, so they'll be thinking, oh, it's like a gummy bear. It's like candy, so it tastes good, and they get the vitamin D3. Just one of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people are finding the power of BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, and they're realizing, hey, why should I be taking these big pharmaceutical pills that are so bad for me, so bad for my mind, so bad for my body? Why do I continue to take these things when I can get an all-natural nootropic like BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra and support free speech by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com? By the way, everything I just mentioned is at least 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and all orders of $50 or more, free shipping on all orders, $50 or more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get into some of this other news now. I've got some other J6 stories on my desk. I'll just kind of breeze through these headlines quickly. Your stuff with Gateway Pundit has to stop. And I kind of butchered that. Let me reset that. Your stuff with Gateway Pundit has to stop. J6 political prisoner Ryan Samzel warned by authorities. FBI prison staff outraged. Gateway Pundit is telling the horrific stories of J6 prisoner abuse. Yeah, a lot is getting out, and I guess they don't like that. You should just release them, but they're political prisoners, so that's the situation there. Retired Green Beret Jeremy Brown's attorney, FBI planted evidence in his trial. Oh, more of that narrative carrying over from the last segment. Call to action, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser refuses to allow J6 political prisoner visitation, even computer visitation, after nearly 2 years in D.C. gulag. Folks, it's brutal for them. Political prisoners being held and tortured for the Democrat Party. Just breaks your heart. I hope this is the darkest day for America. I hope this is the darkest time in America in our history. And there's no doubt that it is in many ways. It's just a matter of how much worse does it have to get? How many political prisoners have to rot in jails? How much longer do we have to deal with this scourge, this cancer that is the Democrat Party, this scourge, this cancer that is left-wing ideology, which is really just authoritarianism and totalitarianism, wearing the mask of communism or socialism? It's not. Socialism, communism, they're both the same. And socialism and communism, by nature, are authoritarian and totalitarian. And see, I actually have people with kind of a communist mind or a socialist mind that reach out to me and they say, hey, I agree with most of your stuff, but why do you bash socialism so much? It doesn't have to be so bad. So, to me, it's like this. We spent $21 trillion for George Bush's wars in the Middle East that Barack Obama said he would end and then expanded. $21 trillion, and then the disastrous pullout in Afghanistan. But let's just focus on this. $21 trillion on these wars didn't help us at all, did nothing for our country. Just millions dead. $21 trillion. So I would understand the argument if I was going to say, hey, okay, socialism could work here. Yeah, $21 trillion spent on war, I would rather invest in our healthcare system. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I'd rather not tax the American people to the price of $21 trillion to fund any of it. But yeah, no, I get the argument. I get the conclusion. If you're going to spend $21 trillion on war, why not spend it on education? Why not spend it on healthcare? Completely agree. I don't want to spend $21 trillion on war. But yeah, if you're going to spend $21 trillion, yeah, let's spend it on America. Let's help Americans. I get that. But none of it should be going on. But see, that's not even the point. It's that it always leads to what? Political prisoners and authoritarian and totalitarian. Because how do you get everybody to do the same thing? You can't. You shouldn't want to. But that's ultimately the bottom of the barrel of communism and socialism. Which this current administration is, and that's why they lie to you all the time. And they've got all kinds of shortages. The economy is, I think after Christmas, folks, I think once we get into next year, you're really going to start seeing how bad it is. And I'm guessing that Austin is not alone in that they're debating what they're going to do locally with the electricity prices because they're running at a deficit of like $20, $30 million with the deals they cut with the power companies here to switch to green energy, and it just didn't work. I mean, it's just not there. How am I going to get solar energy? There's no sun today. How am I going to get wind energy? There's no wind today. No, we need coal. We need gas. And so the switch didn't work, and they can't keep the prices down. And so they're literally, I mean, they're talking about it here. They're saying, we might just have to double electricity prices. And that's just their only option. They don't know what else to do. So my guess is that's not isolated here. But here's Karine Jean-Pierre discussing the medicine shortages. So this is a new one, the medical shortages, thanks to the Biden administration. This is right after she told you how great everything was going. And then she tells you about medical shortages, but it's not a big deal, she says in clip four.
Is this something that the president has been engaged in? Has he been briefed on medicine shortages?
So let me just say this and share where we are. So as I've said, as you mentioned on Monday, I was asked by your colleague, I believe Ben, the administration is closely monitoring for the possibility of any national shortages.
Oh.
Medicine shortages are not uncommon.
Oh, it's not uncommon.
It's closely monitored by FDA.
So remember, we had the baby formula shortage, you had food shortages, you have a diesel shortage, right? Oh, that's just common. Yeah, you're right, it is common in a communist country. You're right, it is common in a socialist country. You're right, it is common in a third world country. I guess she's being honest now. I guess this is Jean-Pierre being honest now. You're right. Medical shortages, power shortages, this is all normal in a socialist third world country. Thank you, Karine Jean-Pierre, for telling us. Because she just said, I just want to address the state of things. So she's addressing the state of things. You're in a third world socialist country under Biden-Harris. And so she's just saying, this is normal. This is common. Don't you know? Finish the clip.
Experts on this, right? This is their focus. Health officials are in close communication with manufacturers around these medicines.
She's just reading off of a script.
A manufacturer to make more of any drug.
So pause it again quickly because whatever. Let me explain to you what has just happened in this video. The Biden administration, the Democrat Party, has operatives in the press pool, in the White House press room, and they stage questions. So when they see that there's an issue about to arise or they see that there's an anti-Biden narrative about to form, they try to get ahead of it. So the issue of medical shortages hasn't really been a big issue yet. So this is them planting a question in the press pool to get out ahead of it. And you can see it. So they plant the question. She calls on the planted journalist. And then she just reads. Put her on the screen as we go to break. She just reads off a script. That's all planted, folks. That's all fake. Again, this is what communists do. This is called propaganda. They plant a journalist to ask a question, and then she reads off a script.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.